As you arrive at the next interpretive sign, you may feel like you have entered a tunnel. The habitat has changed from a field to a woodland. With the rope guide on the left, a large silver maple tree is located to the right about 8 feet away. We invite you to feel the texture of its bark. During the warmer months, you may experience the cool shade provided by its leaves. The trees in this woodland may seem quiet and still, but there are numerous processes taking place. One process happens as the tree grows. Plants take in sunlight, carbon dioxide, and water to create glucose and oxygen in a process called photosynthesis. This process enables trees and other plants to act as a carbon sink by absorbing and storing carbon. This means that these plants help to address climate change. Carbon sinks not only include forests, but green spaces of all types throughout the world. The growth of trees and their utilization of carbon may seem like a slow process, but there is an even slower process occurring nearby. On the ground to the right of the silver maple is a boulder of pudding stone. Pudding stone, the state rock of Massachusetts, is also called a conglomerate rock, one which is made up of many much smaller rocks. We encourage you to compare the textures of the silver maple and pudding stone. How do you think this boulder got here? Rocks, like pudding stone, are a part of the slow carbon cycle, another way that carbon moves through our environment. Where we may see a change in a tree over the course of our lifetimes, the changes within rocks take multiple generations as they erode from wind, rain, snow, and ice. As rain falls, it mixes with carbon to form a mild acid. Over time, this acid rain wears down rock. The erosion of rock, along with other geologic processes, help to bring carbon deep underground. This slow carbon cycle is aptly named. While it may take carbon 100 to 200 years to move through plants within the fast carbon cycle, it can take 100 to 200 million years for carbon to move through the slow carbon cycle. The fast and slow carbon cycles are both important concepts to understand in regards to climate change. To continue, follow the rope guide on the left for another 20 yards to the next spherical bead. Along the way, the surfacing of the trail will change from gravel to a boardwalk. The rope guide will continue to the next stop.